Welcome to the entertainment news. I know many of you sit around the radio waiting with bated breath for the entertainment news. And so, without further ado, here it comes. George Clooney. Arguably, you know, one of the hottest properties in Hollywood. He's a very good actor.
Previous winner of Sexiest Man Alive.
Yes. And very well known for having a string of relationships. What
with
is he doing?
Those noticeably younger than him.
Yeah. Seriously, dude, do you blame him? I mean, anyway.
Oh, I'd be impossible if I was Sexiest Man Alive. Don't be able to stand me.
Son, they just haven't come across you yet.
I'm undiscovered talent.
You're undiscovered, you know. You got to get out there and be in the films, man.
No, even if City Pages does The Sexiest Man Alive, they're not looking here.
Speak for yourself. Anyway, so he did an interview recently, and he said, and this is going to come as a shocker. He says, quote, "When I was a kid, I was in love with Audrey Hepburn. I thought she was as elegant as anything I'd ever seen, and I fell madly in love with her. I've also always loved Grace Kelly."
He's not that old. Come on.
George Clooney then goes on to say that he has not yet met the love of his life. There's a stunner.
So, I'm sure his current partner is delighted to hear that.
Yeah, and, you know, women everywhere are going, "Ooh, I'm the one. He just hasn't met me yet."
We thought it was Stacey Keibler. He was with her for like 5 years or
but
something
he,
like that.
But he dropped her back off at the elf tree where they're going to be making cookies. And that's the end of that. Britain, England has fallen so far. They were once just a tremendous world power.
The sun never set on the British Empire.
Yes, and now they are just so sad. The British version of Glamour magazine came out with their world's sexiest man poll.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a horrible sentence. Anyway, and the new Superman, Henry Cavill, came out as the sexiest man.
Well, now, he's British, so that makes
British,
sense.
He's British, and did you see the Superman movie?
I did not, but I remember him from
something else. He was...
He was in The Tudors. Remember The Tudors, that miniseries that was on?
Yeah, I saw it briefly.
And everyone was taking off their clothes in The Tudors. What a great time to live.
Superman was in the best shape I've ever seen in that particular. I mean, he was ripped.
Uh-huh.
So I can understand why he got number one. Number two, a little poof from
One Direction?
The Twilight movies. Robert Pattinson. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Oh. Liam Hemsworth is in there. Tom Hiddleston, who's Loki in the Avengers. He's number four.
He's ahead of his brother Thor.
Yeah.
You know what it is with the vampire guys? And this is more of a woman thing than a man thing.
Mm-hmm.
A real woman doesn't want this fragile, vulnerable guy. And that's what he is. He's on the list because, because he looks needy.
Yeah, it looks like you got to take him in, make him a sandwich, and nurse him back to health. Good gosh. Benedict Cumberbatch is also on there. I'm going to go along with that one. He plays an amazing bad guy in the Star Trek
series.
He's
also the updated Sherlock Holmes, which will be coming back to
Harry
TV
Styles,
in January.
Yeah, Harry Styles is on there. Chris Hemsworth, Idris Elba, Jamie Campbell from The Mortal Instruments. And number 10, showing the complete fall of the British Empire, Justin Bieber.
Idris Elba on the list, of course, has been in many things, and he is being talked about as the first African-American James Bond. When Daniel Craig is done with his run, they're talking about possibly making James Bond African-American, and Idris Elba is first on the list.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I think that'd be fine.
I don't have a problem with that at all. That might be an excellent twist to the Bond film. Give it a new spark, because I got news for you. Following Daniel Craig,
it's going to
be hard.
It's going to be tough.
That is not a gig I would want. That would be like that, you know, the one Bond.
Considering everybody thought Daniel Craig wasn't going to be a very good Bond, he has really taken the role and run with it.
Yeah, he has. He just brought, I have enjoyed Daniel Craig's Bond. I really have. Let's not isolate that soundbite and use it either. Dancing with the Stars just recently finished up. And now they're talking about their new lineup. Supposedly, Renee Zellweger is on their wish list. And they are wanting to put together a list of Oscar winners.
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
Who would be that desperate for the publicity?
Let's see.
A former Oscar winner.
Gosh, I can't remember the guy's name, but he won an Oscar, and then the next thing he did was a Diet Coke commercial, and he's done nothing since then. He played, I can't remember the name, so never mind. I'll come to it. I'll think of it, and then you'll go, oh, yeah.
Okay.
As you often do, you'll go, oh, yeah, you were right.
That guy in that thing.
That precisely. He's a very good actor, but let's see here. They're looking for names like Meryl Streep, Robert De Niro, Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington.
Right.
Dustin Hoffman.
Robert De Niro is going to do Dancing with the Stars.
Maybe,
right.
Okay, let's bring it down a notch. Quentin Tarantino.
They're delusional. What are they thinking
Who
of?
Knows?
Meryl Streep is going to do Dancing with the Stars?
I bet she would.
Oh.
I bet she would.
Meryl
Streep might.
You know what? If you're an actor towards the end of your career, if you show that you can dance, and that might open up new roles to you.
It might. It, because in old days, you had to be a triple threat. You had to sing, dance, and act in order for you to be bankable. Now,
you don't even have to act.
Yeah, you have to
look good.
Yeah, basically. Okay, now I want to try and figure out this guy's name, okay?
All right, he was an Oscar winner.
Thin, dark hair.
And appeared in a Diet Coke commercial?
Yeah, now I don't remember what he won.
I don't have my phone in my pocket.
I don't
look
remember.
It up.
I don't remember what he won the Oscar for, but there was a movie that was directed by... you got to be kidding
that
me.
That other guy in that thing.
You know what my brain does.
Chris, you have the computer in there. Look up Oscar winners who have been in Diet Coke commercials.
There can't
be that many of them.
Remember The Village?
Yes.
Okay, the movie The Village,
yeah.
They were separated.
Uh-huh.
The character, the actor that played the brother that was disturbed and ended up stabbing somebody. Him. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, Lord.
I remember, but I don't know who it was. Was it the kid from, did he win his Oscar as a child star?
No.
Here, we will now look through the cast of The Village.
Thank you.
You're thinking of Joaquin Phoenix?
Nope.
He was the star.
Adrian Brody.
Thank you very much.
No, it wasn't a Diet Coke commercial. He was doing commercials for the Razors.
No, he did a Diet Coke commercial where he was dancing with bubbles not long after he won his Oscar. And I remember going, dude, you're a really good actor.
Even Adrian Brody is not going to do Dancing with the Stars.
No, he will be backstage helping the stars get dressed.
Adrian Brody is still working. Mm-hmm. He's still making movies and TV shows and stuff.
Which one was the last one?
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. WSAU, hold tight. Tom says he's got a good stumper for us, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry. You voted him in, now you can't say goodbye. Baraka Claus is coming to town, gather round. He's spreading the wealth from the rich to the poor. That business of yours, you don't own it no more. Baraka Claus is coming to town. He'll give you lots of freebies since you gave him your vote. You'll never have to work again. Take a ride on the rich man's coat. You better be good. You better be nice. You better approve of Susan Rice. Baraka Claus is coming to town. He socialized our health care. Gave GM to the Fed. He'll leave us all a lump of coal. But he wishes coal was dead. You better not whine, you better not sniff. He's taking us all over that cliff. Baraka Claus is coming. You mean the tall, thin man with the fiscal plan. He's coming to town.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.